Let us ask for God to illuminate the Scripture for us. Let us pray. God of the Milky Way, we, like the Magi, are walking toward you, one foot in front of the other. We are walking toward you. It is our very prayer to move your way. So if you can, leave the light on and the front door unlocked. Leave a fire in the hearth and food on the stove. And when we start to get lost or doubt our dreams, give us the will to persevere. We are walking toward you, O God. So like the parent that throws open the door to us through these texts. Amen. Our first text this morning is the epistle from the Ephesians, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. As I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our gospel reading this morning is Matthew, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men, magi, from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, which said, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Oh, go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're celebrating Christmas for the last time this season. Wednesday ends Christmastide as we recognize the 12th day of Christmas. This past week, we ushered in the new year. Today begins a time we recognize for new starts. This is 2021, and we are in the midst of a pandemic. Now, the last pandemic was about 100 years ago. And since that time, we have encountered a number of medical upsets, various diseases like polio, measles, HIV, but none to compare with the loss and fears we are right now facing. There have also been a number of gloom and doom forecasters. They've said, this is the year. It's going to happen. It will be the end of everything. But remember, just 22 years ago, when you had this big Y2K discussion about computer failures that would happen and so on, and that would be the end. And then in 2012, when the Mayan calendar that had been going on for years and years and years was to finally end, and many said, uh-oh, that's going to be the time. So, what do you think? Maybe this is the year, and the end of the world will happen. Are you ready? What if it were the last year of our existence? What would you do in preparation? Would it change the way you do anything? Would you recheck your bucket list? Would you make sure you told all those special people in your life that you love them? But that's not what we're going to talk about today. Today, here in the church, we are in the midst of Christmastide, and we are celebrating Epiphany Sunday. Other Christian traditions would wait until January the 6th, which falls this year on Wednesday, to do this celebration. The word Epiphany actually means a coming to, a realization of, a revelation of, an awareness about, and understanding. Many of us have had an epiphany as we understood some complex, or maybe not too complex, a mathematic equation or a scientific experiment or even how a plumbing fixture goes together. Now, I'm not comparing the epiphany of our Lord to a water closet. Today, we're looking at the gospel lesson in Matthew, describing the story of the wise men, the guiding star, and their giving gifts to the Christ child. Why three? The Bible just says, the Magi, the wise men, came from the east. presumably Persia. There is not a definitive number mentioned in the Bible, but since there are three gifts described, we have made the assumption that there were three wise men. And of course, over time, we have put names to them. Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar. This was the tradition of the Eastern Church, and so we have somewhat adopted those names. We've also made them into real characters. One, a younger, handsome, princely-looking fellow. Another, a stately demeanor. While the other guy is an older guy with a flowing gray beard. Now, the name Magi is derived from a Persian word referring to the priestly status in Zoroastrianism. Easy for you to say. As part of their religion, these priests paid particular attention to the stars and gained an international reputation for astrology, which was at that time a highly regarded science. Their religious practices and the use of astrological sciences later caused derivatives of the term magi to be applied to the occult, the dark side, and led to the English term magic. But enough about the wise men. Let's think for a moment about the gifts, the three treasures brought by the wise men. These three treasures are symbolic. Gold was known to be a gift for a king. Frankincense was burned during the temple worship, symbolic of the prayers being offered up to God, our king. Myrrh was an ointment used to embalm the bodies of the dead. And the gift of myrrh was a hint that Jesus, the King, was to die. So how do these gifts relate to us? We are called on to give the Christ child our gifts. Are just three of us to bring those gifts? No, we are all to bring our gifts. Can we all bring gold? Well, certainly we value gold for having worth, but don't use it as actual money. Now, symbolically, we are to bring our treasures to the king. That treasure may be money, or time, or talent. The point is that we are to bring whatever we have. I think of the relatively modern carol, The Little Drummer Boy, who was asking the question, "What can I bring?" The talent of that little drummer boy was what was brought, and it was gladly received. So, what are the gifts that God has given you? They are your talents, abilities, aptitudes, and even events that have happened to you. Many of your most precious gifts are qualities and resources that have been developed in you over time. Our gift back to God is to be our first fruit, the very best of what we have to offer. Now, the wise men also brought frankincense, symbolic of the worship and prayers we are to bring to God. We need to be constantly mindful of our Lord, setting aside time to worship and to communicate, just to talk. We can do this anytime, any place. It does not have to be only on Sunday, and then obviously during this pandemic in the church. Some find the morning a good time. Others at bedtime. Doesn't matter. It is setting aside a time for private connection with our Lord. And finally, we can bring myrrh, symbolic of our dying to the worldly, giving a total commitment to be one with Jesus in His death and resurrection. We symbolically do die to all those things which keep us from a perfect union with God. We do try to avoid those things which keep us from a close relationship with our Lord. Friends, we're in a season of Epiphany, where we celebrate the coming of our King, our Savior, our Lord. As we start this new year with all our celebration and resolutions, let us make a commitment to bring to the manger, to Jesus, to God, our gold and our frankincense and our myrrh. Let us bring the very best we can to the altar of worship. Let us bring ourselves open and accepting of the future God has for us in this time and place. God will accept and honor those gifts as we come. Thanks be to such a loving God. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank You for Jesus. We praise You that He came in bodily form to provide the spiritual avenue to You. Help us as we commit ourselves to be and do Your love in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.